God bless you. God bless you. During my time of prayer this morning, as I'm up on a regular basis daily at 6 a.m. ministering, interceding, and prophesying into the lives of people, the Holy Spirit interrupted and stopped me and whispered your name to me. And he began to say to me, he said, tell my child that I'm doing a new thing for them. He says, tell my child that I will cause them to come into a season where I will make them a pillar, where I will make you a strong tower in the kingdom. For I have given you a gift even in real estate, for you are a builder for that which I have made thee. And I will cause thee to become an anchor. And you're going to begin to see that as you move in steadfast faith, that that is going to be the thing that is going to lift you up. For the Lord says, I remove the confines that has been around thee. And you're going to begin to see that I will strengthen thee, even thine body. As you move into discipline, as you move into greater structure and greater foundations, you're going to begin to see a new strength and a new foundation that shall come upon thee. For the Lord said, this is a time of work, a time of effort. And as you move in these areas, I'll remove the restrictions. And you're going to see that even the limitations shall be lifted up off of thee. For the Lord says, be consistent and be grounded. And you're going to see that as you do that, nothing shall change thee, but you will conform to the things of the Spirit. Oh, prepare thyself, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, know that even in this hour, for I have caused thee to be a foundation, I have given thee much order, and I will bring you into a season where I will remove the struggles. I will remove the limitations, and you're going to begin to see a major shift that is about to happen for thee. And as I go deeper into the Spirit, I further hear the Lord saying unto me, that yea, you'll begin to see that I will also send forth assistance unto thee. For know that I have called thee to be an advocate, and you will be a fighter for my people. And you're going to begin to see that God says unto thee, that I will remove the problems. For the Lord says, be not overcritical, for this will only cause people to not want to be around thee, and it can cause hurt and pain. Do not let this tendency have its place in thee. For I've called thee to be a manager. I've called thee to be an organizer. I've called thee to be a supervisor. I've called thee to be a builder. But yet do not become a slave to the job. For the Lord says, I will lift thee up, and there will be no need to strive or to crave for recognition or appreciation. For I am your source. For the Lord said, I am proud of thee. And you will know that as you stay in my presence, I will bring forth appreciations. I will bring forth a recognition. For I have called thee to be one that is honest, one that is true. For the Lord says unto thee, that I will open up your eyes, and I will show you the strategies of the enemy. For the Lord says, guard your temper, for this is not of me. Guard your temper. Control your temper, for if not, it can affect your health and ruin even opportunities where I want to take thee at. For the Lord says unto thee, that I have gifted thine hands, and I see real estate. I see thee working in the field. For the Lord says, I have gifted thee and thine hands in farming and mining and manufacturing, and all these things is in you. For you are one that will be solid. For the Lord further says unto thee, that I will raise thee up, and I will bless thee. For the Lord says, get thyself ready, because I'm creating new things for thee, through thee, and out of thee. And yet there are some secret enemies around thee, and I will show thee them as well. So the Lord says unto thee, that as you move into a season of purpose and vision, nothing shall be impossible for thee. For some reason, I see mathematics around thee. You have a gift for that. For the Lord says unto thee, that do not become moody, because sometimes moodiness can cause you to begin to wound others' feelings. For this is not of me. But yet also moodiness can also affect you emotionally wise. For the Lord says unto thee, that I have placed a unique anointing inside of thee, and I will raise thee up. Prepare thyself for a mighty shifting of the Spirit. I want you to get your miracle seed in of $41 today, according to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Help me spread the gospel. I'm getting ready to go into a major Holy Ghost-filled revival, a salvation revival. In times like this, in a world like this, we need Jesus more than ever. Help me spread the gospel of our Heavenly Father. I want you to get your seed in within the next 24 hours to 48 hours, even within the next 2 hours, to help me spread the gospel of the kingdom of God. My deepest desire, my deepest love, is to touch the lives of people, to prophesy, to pray, to heal, and to deliver the people of God. Can I tell you that I further hear the Lord saying unto me that I will raise thee up and I will bring balance in your life and I will remove the unhappy things? For the Lord further says unto thee that because you are a carrier, you carry the burdens of others, and I will make thee a strong tower. You bear the cross of many, and yet you do it so bravely, with so little complaint. You have a receptive nature, and you may bear burdens for others because of the sacrificial anointing that I have placed upon thee. You have a strong prophetic anointing, yet you see things in the realm of the Spirit, an anointing of an Ezekiel and an anointing of a Daniel. For you will come into a season and a time of regeneration as well as renewal. You will come into a time of unexpected changes, and I will open up doors that will bring forth a new phase of happiness that will be opened up unto thee. And you're going to see the potential for some major changes. Father further says unto thee that I have caused thee to be a master builder. Do not become fixed in your opinions, but stay firm in me. And as you become more steadfast, you're going to see great joy, even in regards to family. For I'm touching family in this hour. I'm touching family, and I'm going to bless family. Guard your emotions. Do not let nervousness or emotional breakdowns to have their place in thee, but cultivate peace within me. For in my presence is the fullness of joy. Thank you for allowing me to spread the gospel. Thank you for allowing me to minister to you. My friend, get your seed in the ground. By now, the Spirit is moving upon you. By now, you're going to see, even within the next several months, you're going to see major shifts. So I want you to move in faith. So I want you to move in confidence and get your seed in the ground to help me spread the gospel. God bless you. We love you here. We appreciate you. Prepare yourself for a new glory.
Dear friend, I've already poured my heart out. I've given to you what Father has spoken to me concerning you. As an additional gift, when you release your seed, the company of prophets will also do an additional prophecy for you with your miracle seed. I'll get that out to you via email. Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Peace.